Welcome back to the Food Nation Radio Network. Do you know where your food comes from? Over the next few minutes, you're going to learn some things about the food you take home to your family. We call this segment, Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Where does the money come from that these organizations raise to support GMO labeling? We've had interviews with Just Label It, the gentleman who runs Stonyfield Farms.
That's correct.
And
we've talked to Jeffrey Smith from the Institute for Responsible Technology.
We like Jeffrey Smith.
We love him.
Not too sure about Just Label It. But Food and Water Watch, let's talk about that for a second, because I've been watching this organization for over a year now. I don't understand where they get $11.4 million from with 15,000 members. Now they've sent me an email saying they have 45,000 members and 500,000 supporters around the world. But did she not read her own documents that she sent us?
Apparently not. Tell the story. We mentioned it on the on Facebook and on your website, and just asked the question, where does your funding come from? This was a question that you asked, what, how long ago?
Right around September of 2012.
All right. And never got an answer. So we just posed it to the public and asked them again.
She said you can read our annual report, and they didn't even have the 2010 annual report up at that point. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we waited and we looked, and I saw the 2011 annual report, and I'm going, okay, where's all this money coming from?
So there was a response from them.
Yes.
The initial response came to the program director of this radio station.
Correct. To Len Weiner at Genesis Communications, our flagship station. She said, after that, I want to express my surprise regarding your recent blog on your website about Food and Water Watch, one that references a couple brief email conversations we had over 6 months ago. I am a little disappointed that there was no follow-up after our initial email exchange and want to clarify any questions that you may have had. Well, she was supposed to follow up with me. And also, these documents that she sent over included a schedule.
Right. I'll talk about that in just a second. Again, I want to walk through the chronology. We asked the questions. There was no answers. She contacted the radio station. The radio station contacted us and said, reach out to her. We reached out to her, asked her on the show.
We asked her to come on the show to do an interview. She did not respond to that.
And that's when you received that email response.
She does not want to be asked questions on the air.
Apparently not. Well, in the email that she sent you was the link back to their website.
Correct.
All right. Well, I have time on my hands right now, so I went ahead and I clicked on the 2011 tax return for Food and Water Watch, Schedule B of their Form 990.
So where's the money come from?
I don't know.
What did it say?
It shows the income, but the names, all of the names are blocked out. You can't see them.
How many names were there?
There were about five who donated the money.
Five names who donated $11.4 million?
The first one was over a $6 million donation all by itself.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I mean, we were amazed when we figured that there were 15,000 people who had contributed $11.4 million and figured out that
it was about... It turns out there's even less than that.
There's even less than that, that the actual, you know, contributors are four or five of them and who bankroll this whole organization. Who are they? I don't think it's an unreasonable question.
No, I don't either.
Especially if you're claiming 501c3 status.
These are people who have been saying, oh, we just need to go through the process, wait for our legislators to make the right decisions. We should not discuss, you know, I get the feeling I'm being managed. I get the feeling I'm being managed, and the citizens are being managed by these people.
So even when
we should be outraged about the fact that we don't know what's in our food supply right now.
And here's what happens when you go to, let's say there are online petitions for MoveOn.org. Who bankrolls MoveOn.org? George Soros. Hey, guess what George Soros bought?
What?
900,000 shares of Monsanto stock. So how can, I mean, just connect the dots and think about this. So when you protest, the people you're protesting to are part of the problem. They're
exactly.
Not part of the solution.
And this is becoming part of mainstream media. I want you to listen to Jon Stewart and what he said this week.
We are now living 6 months to 6 months. What's not to like about that?
Buried deep within the pages of that bill is a controversial piece of legislation that would keep the federal government from banning the sale of genetically modified food.
What the heck? What? Wait, what? Who is responsible for putting that?
Oh, there's more. Listen.
Actually, it's slightly overselling this. It doesn't keep the federal government from banning these genetically modified foods. It just says that if there's a court challenge or an injunction on the selling of these genetically modified foods, the Department of Agriculture has to allow a company like Monsanto, if they want, to continue selling the genetically modified crop, your aphid-repelling soybean, your meat carrot, your tomato that will throw itself at bad entertainment.
And he continues with this.
Congress didn't know about a law they themselves passed. So Congress is now operating with the same level of self-awareness as a flatulent grandpa. What? What? Where's everybody going?
This is my point. It's becoming mainstream. And if you want to hear any of our previous interviews, you can go to ElizabethDoherty.com and listen to them. We're going to have the full Jane Acree interview from formerly of my Fox News Tampa Bay online this week. We're also going to have the raw milk interview, the jury nullification interview online this week.
Yep. You know what? And what we've started doing is we're not waiting for Saturdays to roll around or Sundays to roll around to talk about these things. We've started recording basically audio blogs and posting them all over the internet as well.
There's just not enough time. And you know, we can't fit all the content that we're getting from people right now and all the phone calls that we're getting from people. We cannot fit it in the hour.
That's why we're doing it, and we'll continue to do so, and we'll let folks on the internet know. Here's what I want you to do. Go to Eat St. Pete on Facebook and click that like button or the follow button, whatever's there, and keep up with what we're doing.
Go to ElizabethDoherty.com to hear previous interviews. I particularly want you to go see Professor Don Huber. You've been listening to Food Nation Radio Network. We'll be here next week. Thanks for listening today.
Miss any part of the show? Download the podcast and listen anytime at ElizabethDoherty.com. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Food Nation Radio. And be here next week for the Food Nation Radio Network.